From Washington, this is VOA News. Nigerians are casting votes in presidential and parliamentary elections, which were delayed for 6 weeks because of the Boko Haram insurgency. Polling stations opened early Saturday afternoon and amid attempts to disrupt the voting in some areas. Witnesses in northeastern Gombe State tell VOA that suspected insurgents attacked 3 villages, killing at least 24 people. Voting has proceeded smoothly in many areas, but the Independent National Electoral Commission said polls will be open Sunday in some areas because of irregularities, mostly related to a new biometric voter accreditation system. Officials in Somalia say at least 15 people were killed when militants from al-Shabaab laid siege to a popular hotel in Mogadishu Friday. As Abdulaziz Billo reports from Mogadishu, all 5 assailants in the attack have been killed.
Government forces wrested control of the Makka al-Mukarrama Hotel from al-Shabaab after hours of confrontation with the gunmen who stormed the hotel late Friday afternoon. Information Minister Mohamed Abdi Maree led the government delegation to assess the scene on Saturday morning. He says among those killed were 4 Somali security personnel. Somali envoy to Geneva, Yusuf Baribari, a woman from the World Bank who also served as an advisor to the Ministry of Finance, 3 security guards and 6 civilians in total. He accused al-Shabaab of planning on committing mass murder, as the group did in 2013 when it attacked the Westgate shopping mall in Kenya's capital. Abdulaziz Bilo for VOA News, Mogadishu.
For more on these stories, you can always visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Yemeni President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi has called the Shiite Houthi rebels that have taken over much of his country Iran's puppet at an Arab League summit opening Saturday in the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. As Edward Uranian reports, Mr. Hadi accused Iran of creating a regional crisis.
Yemeni President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi fled the southern Yemeni city of Aden last week amid attacks by Houthi rebel fighters and troops loyal to former President Ali Abdullah Saleh.
أنني أدعو إلى استمرار عملية عاصفة الحزم.
He insists the military operation will continue until the Houthis and their allies surrender and withdraw from all territory they seized and pull out of government institutions and military bases. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Al-Qaeda's Syrian affiliate and its allies have seized the Syrian city of Idlib on Saturday from government forces for the first time in the country's civil war. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said an alliance consisting of the al-Nusra Front and other Islamic groups took control of Idlib after clashing with Syrian forces for 4 days. The fall of Idlib would mark a major blow to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's regime. Negotiations on Iran's nuclear program picked up pace on Saturday in Lausanne, Switzerland, with a deadline for a preliminary deal just days away. The foreign ministers of France and Germany joined U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry for talks with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif as they aim for agreement by Tuesday. They hope that agreement will form the basis of a comprehensive deal to be reached by the end of June. Both sides say the negotiations have been long and difficult. Iran and a group of world powers known as the P5+1 want a deal that will restrain Iran's nuclear activity in exchange for easing economic sanctions. And a memorial service has been held in the town of Digne-les-Bains Saturday to honor victims of the German Wings plane crash in the French Alps. About 200 people, including family, relatives, and friends of the victims, attended the mass. French prosecutors have said that the co-pilot of the German Wings flight, 27-year-old Andreas Lubitz, intentionally crashed the plane into the mountains on Tuesday after locking the commanding pilot out of the cockpit. German prosecutors are still trying to determine the cause of Lubitz's devastating decision. A woman identified as his former girlfriend was quoted in the German Daily Bild as saying that he was in psychiatric treatment. For more on these stories, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.